The back of Rantoul Township High School doesn't look too much different than it did when it was built in the early 50s. That's the problem facing Superintendent David Requa. Not as much the looks as the 50-year-old windows.
It's just the aluminum frame and one piece of glass. And in the wintertime, that's pretty chilly. It doesn't stop a whole lot of cold. So.
Add to that an original equipment boiler, inefficient and wrapped in asbestos insulation. It's a big contrast to the front of RTHS, a wing that was built 5 years ago. It welcomes visitors with an original school facade right inside the front door. Requa wants to help pay off the bonds for that wing and much-needed modernizations elsewhere. The trouble is, state funding has been iffy, and property taxpayers already approved a tax hike a few years ago to get the addition built.
There are capital projects that the state promised money for as far back as 2004 that still aren't funded. So we need something reliable to be able to take care of the buildings, make them safe, and make them healthy places for kids to learn.
Requa and other superintendents in Champaign County have laid out their plans if voters approve the 1 cent sales tax hike. And they all promise, in varying amounts, to hold back or even scale back property tax levies. Parkland College trustee and farmer Lynn Werfel heads a community group campaigning for the sales tax hike. He says by law, the $17 million raised each year would go to construction projects only or to pay off debt on those projects. And he hoisted a brick at a recent press conference to illustrate his point.
This will, for the first time, infuse a stable flow of money, capital dollars, specifically for capital needs. Really, it's the bricks and mortars things, you know. And bricks and mortars are paid for by property taxes. This will use sales taxes instead of property taxes for those kinds of expenses.
Meanwhile, Unit 7 contains students all over southern Champaign County. It's somewhat more affluent than Rantoul, and its grade and middle school buildings are all new. Like Rantoul, Unit 7 Superintendent Michael Shonk says taxpayers have been generous in the past, and they'd appreciate a property tax break if they knew that sales tax money was paying off the debt faster.
And with approximately 35,000 kids up there at the U of I, you know, they can help out a little bit.
Supporters like the idea of spreading the responsibility to people who don't directly pay now, whether it's students buying things for their apartments or out-of-town shoppers driving into Champaign County. Groceries, prescriptions, licensed vehicles, and farm equipment would be exempt from the tax. But for County Board Member Tom Betts, putting the burden on people who don't have much of a stake in local education doesn't seem fair.
These are the local public schools that we as property tax payers and longtime residents, it is primarily our obligation to support our own schools. This idea that we should shift it to, quote, outsiders is, to me, it's very insulting. It's insulting to my constituents who are a majority of my students.
Betts and the rest of the county board have to vote to put the sales tax in place if the referendum passes. They could also choose to enact a lower sales tax than 1%. And even though Betts says he may very well vote in favor of the sales tax, he says after all, public education does need the money, the promise of lower property taxes is not set in stone. Another skeptic, Diana Visick, who's involved with the local Libertarian Party, says once the tax hike is in place, it'll probably be here to stay.
And in order to repeal this tax, it would mean that all 14 school districts would not be able to have any bonds outstanding supported by this. Because bonds last for years and years, the chances of repealing this are essentially zero.
But for those who say reducing property taxes is a matter of fairness, the sales tax is a worthy cause. Claire Falke is with the group A-Plus Illinois, which lobbies to change the entire state's balance of education funding. She's confident that Champaign and other counties considering a higher sales tax in exchange for property tax abatements won't cut into her group's argument that the whole system needs an overhaul.
Most local property taxpayers have seen their tax bills go up and up and up in recent years with no, and seen the kinds of academic programs at their local schools be cut. You know, the problem is still there. This is a temporary solution.
But nothing changes in Champaign County if voters decide to keep their wallets closed and reject the 1% sales tax. School superintendents say their repayment plans on bonds will go on, and if they have to build or renovate schools, they'll have to do it the old-fashioned way and go back to property taxpayers. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.